Peak painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
This December, experience Allegretto Vineyard Resort's monthly culinary tour of Italy, bringing the flavors of Lombardy, Italy to Paso Robles. Start your day with their golden Italian holiday bread with Disaronno custard and whipped mascarpone. For lunch, enjoy slow-braised pork shanks served with saffron risotto and roasted vegetables. Dinner features rustic Italian favorites from cheese-filled fritters to wood-fired sausage with lentils and kale. Every Thursday and Friday, indulge in their four-course tasting menu, ending with a pear and chestnut tart with vanilla ice cream. Seating is limited, so make reservations. Come taste Italy only at Allegretto.
Take the 3-minute Medicare challenge. What if you could, in just 3 minutes, save hundreds or even thousands of dollars per year on your Medicare supplement? A quick 3-minute call will let you know how much you can save. Hi, I'm Mike from Hedges Insurance Services. I'm on Medicare too, so I know how expensive this is. For example, recently we saved a 77-year-old couple $120 per month by moving their Medicare supplement Plan G to another company's Plan G. That's over $1,400 per year savings. No change in doctor, 100% the exact same doctor list. That's a lot of money saved for the exact same benefits. Everybody over 70 should call us. Haven't heard from your agent in years? Do you even know who they are? We touch base with our clients each year and keep them informed, like this message. As always, there's never a fee for our services. From Paso to Napomo, in person or on the phone, call us for the 3-minute challenge at 805-466-9048. That's 805-466-9048 for the hedge of protection.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange. For Wednesday, December 24th, 2025, I'm Kevin Will.
County Board of Supervisors to hold a hearing regarding Immigration Customs Enforcement in January. Central Coast Zoo to unveil new nature play area and New Year's Eve celebration. Details of these and other stories coming up. Rain today, highs in the low 60s, it's 58 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Simple, don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The County Board of Supervisors will be holding a hearing during its regular meeting on January 27th regarding Immigration and Customs Enforcement access to individuals. The notice for this public forum mentions the Truth Act, a 2016 California law regarding federal immigration policy enforcement. The law requires a local law enforcement agency to provide a consent form and explain the purpose of an interview with an ICE agent to an individual in custody regarding civil immigration violations. The bill also requires that local law enforcement agencies provide copies of specified documentation received from ICE to the individual and notify the individual regarding the intent of the agency to comply with ICE requests. If you cannot attend the public hearing on January 27th in person, you can watch online. The National Weather Service has forecasted the atmospheric river storm currently impacting San Luis Obispo County may continue through Saturday. Expect the storm to bring about 3 to 5 inches of rain in the county, with winds of about 10 to 20 miles per hour, gusts reaching 30 to 40 miles per hour in some areas. Paso Fire and Emergency Services is urging residents to remain alert, particularly if they're traveling for the holidays. storms increase the risk of road flooding and hazardous driving conditions. A flood watch has been issued for the entire county by the National Weather Service. Central Coast Zoo to unveil new nature play area in inaugural New Year's Eve celebration. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazen Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazen Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazenbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. The City of Atascadero and Central Coast Zoo announced they'll be opening a brand new nature play area New Year's Eve. The play area, Wild Journeys Play Zoo, is a nature-based space designed for young children, supporting early healthy childhood development through outdoor play. A ribbon-cutting kickoff celebration will be held for this new area at 10 a.m. on Wednesday, December 31st. Additionally, this day will mark the inaugural Noon Year's Eve celebration at the Central Coast Zoo. Families are invited to stay for a kid-friendly New Year's Eve celebration that counts down to noon instead of midnight. The event is included with general admission on December 31st. The Paso Robles Police Department is recognizing a community member for demonstrating outstanding integrity and honesty. The department posted this recognition 4 days ago on its social media page, saying that the citizen found a significant amount of lost money and promptly returned it to the police department. The rightful owner of the money was successfully identified, and the money was returned. The owner expressed immense gratitude, and the loss occurred just before the holidays and was believed to be gone forever. The department says both parties that wish to remain anonymous, but the police department still thanks the citizen for their honesty, character, and commitment to helping others. Cal Poly San Luis Obispo's Rose Parade float for the 2026 Rose Parade in Pasadena is entering its home stretch. Both teams gathered at the Pomona campus on December 19th to celebrate the near completion of the float for this year. The 2026 float, Jungle Jumpstart, depicts the theme of magic and teamwork by showcasing dynamics between nature and technology. The float depicts rainforest denizens coming together to restore a robot friends. The parade float was completely designed and built by students from both campuses and has been towed to Pasadena for decoration. Students and volunteers will apply more than 21,000 flowers to cover the float from December 26th through the 31st. CHP will be entering its holiday enforcement period starting at 6 p.m. tonight and ending just before midnight on Sunday the 28th. During last year's 30-hour holiday enforcement period for Christmas, CHP says officers arrested over 300 impaired drivers and issued over 2,000 speeding tickets. As winter weather, such as heavy rain or snow, begins to roll in, CHP says this can significantly change driving conditions. CHP advises all drivers to slow down, allow extra following distance, and remain alert. In sports for the NFL, tomorrow the Commanders will face the Cowboys, the Lions will go against the Vikings, the Broncos will face the Chiefs. In the NBA, yesterday the Clippers beat the Rockets 128-108, the Suns over the Lakers 132-108, the Pistons beat the Kings 136-127. No games will be played tonight. On Christmas, the Lakers will face the Rockets, the Warriors will go against the Mavericks, the Timberwolves will face the Nuggets, the Thunder will go against the Spurs, and the Cavaliers will face the Knicks. Local News was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:14. California News coming up next.
Before we realize it, we will begin celebrating another new year. At Davis Body Shop, we have taken part in over 50 New Year celebrations, and it started back in 1962. Over these years, our New Year's resolutions have remained the same, giving you impeccable quality workmanship, always giving you a written guarantee, giving you the very best value, and making sure that your experience is as pleasant as possible. And that includes assisting you in getting your insurance paperwork filed properly. Remember, at Davis Body Shop, you get a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Davis Body Shop has two locations, one on El Camino Real, downtown Atascadero, and the other on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet. From the Davis Body Shop family to yours, best wishes for a happy holiday season.
California headline news. The mother of missing 9-year-old Melody Buzzard has been arrested and charged with her child's death.
While these developments represent important steps towards holding Ashley Buzzard accountable for the murder of her daughter, they do not diminish the profound loss that we are acknowledging today.
Santa Barbara County Sheriff Bill Brown, the child's body discovered in a rural part of Utah. She'd apparently been shot in the head, a spent shell casing in Ashley Buzzard's home, apparently linking her to the shooting. Heavy rains moving into Southern California, where officials are urging residents who face the possibility of flooding, mud, and debris flows to get out while they can.
Do not wait until conditions become dangerous to act. Prepare yourself. It is critical. It could save your life.
LA County Sheriff Robert Luna, rain expected in the area for the next 3 days. Northern California saw 3 to 6 inches of rain in a period of 24 hours, with more expected throughout the week. Gas prices in the state, $4.29 a gallon, down 5 cents from a week ago. Jeff Scott, California News.
With Steel, batteries are included. This holiday season, give a gift that's ready to go right out of the box. For everything from cleaning up the yard to cutting up firewood, Steel Tools check off the wish list and knock out the to-do list. And right now, buy select battery tool sets and get a free extra battery. Visit SteelUSA.com for holiday deals and gift ideas. Happy holidays from Steel. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
So you need last-minute gifts. No judgment. Get an extra 25% off during Kohl's Friends and Family Sale and find great gifts under $20, like something cozy, something thoughtful, something that says, you planned this all along. Yep, you're just one quick trip away from checking off the last gifts on your list. Save now at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles. Offer ends December 24th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We asked Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for a client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m., or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email, letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
KPRL News continues at 7:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. The Almond Board of California's Board of Directors voted this month to discontinue funding the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Objective Measurement Report, which is a pre-harvest forecast that can affect market behavior. Many growers complained that this year's USDA forecast overestimated the size of the crop, causing almond prices to plummet just as the new crop was hitting the market. I know we've all been frustrated with the market volatility we've experienced as an industry, especially following the release of the objective estimate this past July, ABC President and CEO Clarice Turner said. Turner acknowledged the USDA objective forecast has been a useful tool for the industry. However, when the crop shifted from growing to consolidating and declining acres, like we've seen over the last 4 years, the calculation started to become problematic, she said. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt's Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso Robles. CHP reports that there is a traffic collision with an ambulance en route on the US 101 South, just south of the Vineyard Drive off-ramp in Templeton. Traffic is slightly affected in the area. This was a solo vehicle collision where a gray Chevy Malibu hit the center divide. CHP has several units at the scene. Again, there is a traffic collision with an ambulance en route on the US 101 South near the Vineyard Drive off-ramp in Templeton, with traffic in the area slightly affected. The unit is in the center divide, and it is a gray Chevy Malibu that collided with it. CHP has a unit at the scene. Otherwise, no other reports of accidents or traffic hazards have been made within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Rain today with highs in the low 60s, south winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. About a half inch of rainfall tonight, lows in the mid 50s, south winds at 20 to 30 miles per hour. Rain early tomorrow morning, remaining cloudy for the afternoon with a few scattered showers. Highs in the upper 50s, south-southwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy on Friday with some showers in the morning, mostly sunny on Saturday, sunny on Sunday and Monday, mostly sunny on Tuesday, then cloudy on Wednesday with about a 30% chance of showers. Currently, it is 58 degrees and cloudy with rain in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 721.
Greg King here from your Valley Fresh Market in Atascadero. Around here, community isn't just something we say, it's something we live. When you shop with us, you're choosing real food from local people, supporting the farmers, bakers, and families who make this place home. Next time you're in, let us know what you think. Drop a suggestion in one of our comment boxes and let us know how we can make your shopping experience the best. For the holiday, we are featuring USDA Choice Creekstone Farm Standing Rib Roast, $13.99 a pound. And fresh from the butcher, we have thick-cut hardwood smoked bacon, $5.99 a pound. We also have 80% lean ground beef, just $4.99 a pound. In our produce department, we have 5-pound bag russet potatoes, just 79 cents a bag. Sweet blueberries, just $2.99 for a 1-pound package. Also in the produce department, we have 3-pound bag of tangerines, just $2.49 a bag. In our service deli, hot and ready self-serve bar, just $7.99 a pound. Valley Fresh Market is located off Del Rio exit in Atascadero. It's real food from local people. See our ads at valleyfreshmarkets.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Jerry Willis, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Shares of Nike are jumping in early trading on this holiday-shortened day after Apple CEO Tim Cook doubled his personal stake. There's been a settlement in what the government is calling the biggest U.S. tax fraud case ever filed involving an individual. The estate of the late billionaire Robert Brockman reaching an agreement to pay $750 million in back taxes and penalties, settling a civil suit. The Internal Revenue Service had been seeking $1.4 billion in the case, a figure that included interest. Brockman, a Texas automotive software entrepreneur, was indicted in 2020 on tax fraud charges. Brockman, who denied the allegations, died in 2022 at age 81 while awaiting trial on criminal charges stemming from the alleged fraud. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple: to make better hearing affordable for everyone. This Christmas holiday, enjoy exclusive savings on our high-quality rechargeable hearing aids. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and shop Christmas holiday deals before they're gone at AudienHearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Looking for the best golf deal on the Central Coast? The 2026 SLO County Golf Card is here, and it's your ticket to play more golf for less all year long. For only $125, you'll unlock amazing benefits at Dairy Creek, Chalk Mountain, and Morro Bay Golf Course. But hurry, this offer is only on sale through January 1st. With your card, you'll enjoy $15 golf rounds every day after 12 noon, even on weekends at Chalk Mountain Golf Course. Now, through March 31st. And on Tuesdays, you can tee off for just $15 all day long. That's not all. You'll also receive a free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Morro Bay, a free nine-hole round at Dairy Creek, and a bonus free round on your birthday. So don't miss your chance to make 2026 your best golf year yet. Visit slocountygolf.com today and grab your SLO County Golf Card before January 1st.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
Oh, Lolly, oh.
John, I really like your vibe these days.
I've been meditating on the wonders of Lynn's fruit preserves and have come to a sweet realization.
Fascinating. Enlighten me.
I've been contemplating the vast numbers of people who attain real satisfaction using our website to procure Lynn's preserves for their morning toast and muffins.
Okay. You mean they get their favorite delivered right to their door, lickety-split, by ordering online?
Precisely. Those who seek Lynn's preserves find it easy to get real flavor in a real jiffy.
I have noticed that people like having plenty in their pantry.
That reminds me of yet another wonder of Lynn's. The more one buys online, the more one saves.
Yep. Buy 12 jars of Lynn's fruit preserves and save 10%. It's a wonder everyone doesn't take us up on that deal.
Lynn's fruit preserves and food are available at lynnsfruitbin.com for overnight delivery in California. 10% discount for volume purchases does not apply to shipping or handling costs.
Oh, that's real good.
It's Lynn's.
Email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda Power Equipment dealer. 238-5775, which you can text that number. 238-KPRL. Join us on this Christmas Eve 2025.
Santa Claus was my Uber driver last night. Picked me up at the airport after a flight. Had his red velvet hat on the dash. Big white beard, black boot on the gas. I asked him, hey man, what are you doing here? How's Mrs. Claus and all the reindeer? He said, oh, they're all good back at the house. I just get a little stir crazy and I just gotta get out.
Santa spends his summers in Virginia Beach. Working late cause he spends all day with his feet. In the sand, cold beer in his hand. Playing rock and roll drums in a 90s cover. Up if I tried. Santa Claus was my Uber driver last night. Well, you know, old Santa seemed like he knew the back roads well. He didn't pay no attention to the maps on his cell. I never got a chance to tell him I was writing this song. He dropped me off and in a dash he was gone. Santa spends his summers in Virginia Beach. Working late cause he spends all day with his feet. In the sand, cold beer in his hand. Playing rock and roll drums and a 90s cover band. His license plate read Santa 1. Just killing time till December comes. I couldn't make this up if I tried. But Santa Claus was my Uber driver. Just in my mind.
If freaking Santa Claus was my Uber driver last night.
I know, right?
Santa spends his summers in Virginia Beach. Working late cause he spends all day with his feet. In the sand, cold beer in his hand. Playing rock and roll drums in a 90s cover band. His license plate red, Santa won. Just killing time till December come. I couldn't make this up if I tried. Last night.
All right. Well, times are tough, so you got to do what you got to do. Let's see here. Can a Christmas movie on the email? Here is a movie that has been brought either because no believes it's not. Die Hard. You know what? I was just going to ask about that. I have never watched Die Hard. Chris, have you ever seen Die Hard?
Nope. Never heard of it, actually.
And that is on a list of some of the top Christmas movies of all time. And it's debated, so if anybody's ever seen Die Hard and why it is related to Christmas, I have no idea. I should have asked, because my brother and his two boys, they watch it Christmas Day. That's a family tradition, probably goes back to the late 1980s. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, this is the Bugman, man.
Well, hey, Bugman, how are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you today?
Not too bad. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Yeah, and I can't miss you guys in the morning ever. You know, I gotta have you on all morning anyway. So. Yeah, I just thought I'd call in. I hadn't called you in a long time. Everything's going good. I've been retired a long time. I'm 83 now, so I'm hanging in there.
How's the leg doing?
The leg is doing pretty good. It's a little sore. I have to go walk. I'm told I need to walk, you know, as much as I can walk. So I live up on a hill, and by the time I go from down the hill to Steinbeck's place and back up, it's about 2 miles, so...
Mm-hmm.
I don't do it every day, but I do it most days.
Now, I know you've lived around a little bit. Did you ever have a Christmas where you had snow?
When I was in the Army in Korea.
Well, that would make sense.
That would make sense, yeah. But I was born and raised in Arizona, and there are some old pictures of me before my sister was born. Because my dad was originally kind of from Denver, Colorado, and we have some pictures when I was really, really little about being in the snow in Denver, but we didn't live there. Apparently, I think they were visiting somebody at the time, and mm-hmm. But it was snowy then. But yeah, I've in the Army, over in Korea, and then I spent, you know, the last half of my Army career in Cleveland, Ohio. So yeah, I got snow up there. And I learned I don't like it. I'm not a fan of snow. So,
well,
it's not so bad getting around in it, except in your car on the highway, and then it's kind of a nasty adventure.
Well, if you know what, if you're a young kid, it's fun to play in.
Yeah. I never do that. I mean, like I say, when I was a young kid, and then by the time I was in the Army. I was 21 plus, and snow was my enemy at that point. Just because anywhere I drove, if there was snow there, it was a dangerous visit. So anyway,
were there any family traditions either you growing up or that you and your wife started or passed along for Christmas?
Well, we went because both of our relatives, when my wife and I were married, she's passed away, by the way. She did that earlier this year.
Sorry to hear that.
And we, you know, her mom and dad lived in Glendale, Arizona, and my mom and dad lived in Florence, Arizona. So in the Christmas time, that was when we both had, you know, kind of time off, if you will. Then we would go visit, but you know, Christmas in Phoenix or Christmas in Florence is kind of like Christmas here. You know, it's not it's fun, but it's not very exciting. So, we never went anywhere specifically to go enjoy the winter time. You know, during the Christmas period, even when I was in the military. I was a young man then, wasn't married and so forth and so on, and it was okay, but I was not a snow guy. I never didn't grow up being a snow guy, so I didn't care much for it being in either in Korea or in Cleveland. So it was, I'm not a snow person, that's for sure.
Well, if, you know, it's like a lot of things, if you had grown up in it, it would have been different because that's just would have been the norm.
Yeah, that's what my dad told me, because he grew up in Colorado, you know, kind of south of Denver. And, he said, you know, when you grow up in it, you learn to live with it, and it can be a lot of fun. So and I didn't argue that point, but I noticed that he did move from Colorado to Arizona at some point. So,
well,
probably when he got a little older, he said, you know what, maybe I've had as much of this as I can stand, and went down to the flatland.
Yeah, you can only shovel the pathway and the driveway for so many years and then say, I'm done with this.
Yeah, no, I can honestly say I have never shoveled a driveway of any kind or a pathway, so that's all I need to know.
Well, it's again when you're born and raised in it. That's it's the norm almost. But I do remember that you did look forward to getting snow on Christmas.
I would imagine those. I've heard that for the people who I was around, you know, in those areas when I was living in those areas. They said, you know, we love this. This is great. It's a pain in the neck to go drive to work, but it's. Look how beautiful it is. I couldn't argue that point. It was quite lovely. You know, Florence, Arizona, and the during Christmas was, you know, all you could just see the cactus and the mesquite trees and the Palo Verde trees a little more clearly. That's all. But it was good. So anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. I'm kind of. I get around, but I live with the radio most of the time, so I thought I'd just call in for the new year in case, I'm not here for the next new year.
You'll be fine, but again, thank you so much.
I'm gonna try my best to be as fine as I can. So you guys have a good rest of the holiday period.
Okay, my best to you, and again, Merry Christmas.
You bet. Thank you. Merry Christmas too. Bye.
Bye. 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us on this Christmas Eve snow. Chris, I'm guessing you never had a Christmas in the snow.
No, not a Christmas in the snow. I've been to the snow once, but I don't think it was around Christmas time.
Okay, did you play in the snow?
I did.
Did you go sledding?
Yeah, I did. Now that I think about it, I went two times. One was for sledding. The second time was just for, just being in the snow. And I think the sledding experience was honestly a lot better because it wasn't actively snowing and it was a lot more firm. The second time I went into the snow was a lot softer, so it kind of just got me wet more than anything.
Well, the sledding, we again, once in a while, we would get a flexible flyer for Christmas. And it was, we couldn't wait to go to this park and, just spend, seems like all day in eternity going up and down the hill and never getting tired and coming home, and Mom would have some hot chocolate for us and marshmallows, and it was great doing that stuff. But I wouldn't want to be in it anymore, that's for sure. Definitely not. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Let me turn this radio off and I'll tell you about living in the snow. My wife grew up in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And when she was about 10 years old, the family that she was living with received, she grew up in a foster home, but they received a Christmas card from a family that had moved away the year before, and they moved to California. And the family in California said, oh, it's beautiful here. The sun is shining. It's 78 degrees or whatever it was. And my wife, 10 years old at the time, said, if I ever get a chance to move to California, I'm going to take it. So but she continued there in Ohio, went to school, graduated high school, cold every winter, super cold, bronchitis issues, just didn't like it at all. And then when my wife was about 20 years old, she was able to make contact with her mom, who was living in California. And her mom said, hey, how about if you come out here to California with us? My wife said, I'm on my way.
Well, lucky for you, huh?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. She came here. She came. I keep teasing her that she came here to meet me. Because I grew up in Southern California, so.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you ever been in the snow, whether at Christmas or just in general?
Not a great deal of time, although we did live in Bishop for 10 years.
Oh, so boy. Yeah, you got some snow.
We had snow there.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Army, I was in Colorado Springs, so we had snow there.
Well, okay. So, well, from 10 years old and then 10 years later coming to California, that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's been back to Ohio twice for class reunions. And once the class reunion is over, boom, she's back to California again.
She may remember this, but I try to explain it to people. There's a difference in the cold back there. It's a bitter cold that just rips right through you. It's, you know, it could be 35 degrees here, and, you know, that's cold because we're not used to that. But if it's 35 degrees back there in some of those areas, particularly if you have the lake or the river near you, that it just, oh, man, it goes right through your body. It's miserable.
That's what she said. She described it. And I feel so sorry for her, really. I mean, as a kid, going out Christmas caroling, and they were wearing skirts and regular shoes, bare legs and walking to school. She shivered the whole time, my wife did, just shivering cold.
Yeah, no, it's a little different. I mean, I can remember doing the sledding thing, and, you know, you're out there for a couple of hours, you're getting wet, and your gloves or mittens would be frozen.
Ooh. Yeah, no, yeah. Fortunately, any time I spend in the snow as an adult now, you know, I've had the right equipment, you know, snow pants and insulated gloves and
Okay, well, hey, thanks for sharing that with us. That's a nice story. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. All righty, 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us. Snow, and the opposite of that would be another family incident. When about a year after I came to California, now this was in Westlake Village, Thousand Oaks area, my sister came out, and it just happened to be that winter, again, down there, where it was in the low 90s, right around Christmas. And I'll never forget this. My sister and I are at Zuma Beach. We are in the ocean doing our body surfing thing. And she popped up out of the water and said, I can't believe it's Christmas. I'm swimming in the ocean. And, I mean, that was pretty cool. And then after that, we drove up to Camarillo and got a real Christmas tree. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. I'm sitting here thinking about you guys during the year, and Sage came up in my mind, and I'm thinking about all the people you hear on your radio station, and I sure miss hearing him again, you know. So I hope he's doing well wherever he's at now. He did pass away, right?
Yes, Sage did pass away, and he's one of the many through the years who became kind of a, as I call it, and this isn't disrespectful, our cast of characters. He was quite the person.
Oh, he was. He had a lot of wisdom in his life. So,
well,
anyways, I just wanted to share that with you, and I also want to tell you that your shows, or your whatever you call those things yesterday, your special features, they're unbelievable. I mean, we always look forward to it every holiday, listen to you guys and go, oh man, that was a good one. And yesterday was really good too. So we'll listen to today again. So thank you very much, Kevin, and I hope you and your family have a Merry Christmas.
One is you're welcome, and thank you so kindly, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Okay.
All righty. All right, bye.
Take care. Bye.
Right. Yep. Okay, so looking at the clock here as we get closer to Santa Claus coming. It's tonight at midnight, by the way. We're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The Pastorville's Police Department is recognizing a community member for demonstrating outstanding integrity and honesty. The department says the citizen found a significant amount of lost money and promptly returned it to the department, where the owner of the money was successfully identified. Both parties wish to remain anonymous. Cal Poly San Luis Obispo's Rose Parade float for the 2026 Rose Parade in Pasadena is entering the home stretch. Both teams gathered at the Pomona campus on December 19th to celebrate the near completion of the float for this year. The float will now be decorated with more than 21,000 flowers. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy with about an inch of rain today. Highs in the low 60s. It's 59 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Tascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
I'm Roger Stern. A fallen Delaware State trooper is being hailed as a hero after being shot in a local DMV office. Fox 29 Philadelphia's Chris O'Connell.
Delaware State Police say that trooper was shot and killed trying to protect the lives of innocent Delawareans. Police say the shooter was also killed by another responding officer.
No motive given for the shooting. At least two people died in an explosion in a Pennsylvania nursing home, apparently caused by a natural gas leak. Fox's Grinnell Scott.
Utility crews were at the center to find the source of a gas odor when the explosion happened. Governor Josh Shapiro said first responders did what they had to in order to save lives.
Parts of the building collapsed. America is listening to Fox News.
Are you experiencing cold or allergy symptoms, or are you looking for a new multivitamin or probiotic? If you are looking for a way to jumpstart your day, we are the store for you. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff can help get you on track for healthier, happier living. The Natural Alternative, open 7 days a week, located at 1213 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles. Stop in or order online today.
The Tuesday Farmers Market on 11th Street next to the downtown City Park in Paso Robles is open 9:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. Stop by and get your farm fresh local seasonal produce. Fall and winter produce is here with strawberries, leafy greens, winter squash, artichokes, avocados, honey, meat, and so much more. You can even get fresh baked bread, scones, and soup. Check out other North County Farmers Markets in Atascadero on Wednesdays, Templeton on Saturdays. The market is open, rain or shine, unless weather conditions are too dangerous.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston, and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Steady rain this morning, then showers continuing this afternoon. Highs in the low 60s. More rain tonight and showers. Potential heavy at times. Oh, let's see here. Overnight lows in the upper 40s. Steady rain in the morning. Showers continuing in the afternoon. About an 84% chance for your Christmas Day. Be careful on the roads, please. And then as we head out to Friday, we'll have a chance of some more showers, about 35% chance early. Mid-50s on Friday. Sunshine Saturday, upper 50s. Same Sunday and Monday, but low 60s. Mostly sunny Tuesday, mid-60s and low to mid-60s. Maybe some showers later in the day on your New Year's Eve. Today's UV index will be 2, up and down. 7:11 a.m., 4:56 p.m., and we are at 58. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by the Spirit of Paso Robles in the delightful River Oaks community. Outstanding meals at a reasonable price. All right, Meals That Connect, they have been and continue to be in need of volunteer drivers to deliver meals to homebound seniors. Drivers are needed for a 1.5-hour shift that begins at 10:30. Training is provided, so be aware from the Paso Robles Senior Center. You can call them over there at 805-237-3880. And from time to time, I'd like to remind you, if your group or nonprofit organization is having an event, and you would like to get it on the air, send it to KPRL, and that is at least 2 weeks in advance. And if you have an ongoing thing, such as the one that I just read, you can know that it'll stay here and just go into rotation on a first-come, first-served basis. All we need is just a couple of lines, not 3,000 pages of anything. You can email reception@kprl.com or kevin@kprl.com. Or if you want to risk getting a ticket driving over 25 miles per hour, you can come down to 32nd and Oak. Or if you want to spend a lot of money, you can put it in the mail at P.O. Box 7. P.O. Box 7. All right, Community Calendar brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. Don't forget, brunch on the weekends, dinner Wednesday through Sunday, and sure, lunch every single day. Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Remember, on-site repairs in the modern state-of-the-art repair shop. Let's see here. On this Wednesday, who do we have? A fairly short list. Well, we can never forget this one. Carson Renault celebrating a birthday. Tim Sobey, Ryan Lindbergh, Brent Wingett. Hey, Brent. David Martinez, Jenny McKee, and Kelly Johnson. Those on the eve of Christmas. All right, on my right-hand side, this NIST list is the father of psychiatry, Benjamin Rush. 1745, 1813. The frontiersman, Kit Carson, 1809 to 1868. Howard Hughes, 1905-1976. Wow. David Bartholomew, he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Famer as a songwriter and also helped produce the rock legend and actually discovered the Fat Man, Fat Domino. David was born in 1918. He passed away in 2019, the one and the only. The lady who was married to Mickey Rooney, Artie Shaw, and Frank Sinatra. Ava Gardner, 1922-1990. Let's see, who else? Oh, Robert Joffre, the Joffre Ballet, 1930-1988. Jill Bennett, the actress, 1931-1990. Mike Curb, who inflicted You Light Up My Life on us and the Mike Curb generation, 1944. Former 49er Kaz Banasak, 1945. Lenny Kilmister from Motorhead, bass player, 1945-2015. Boy, this list today does not really, let's see, I'm looking here. Kate Spade, the fashion designer, 1962-2018. Diedrich Bader, 1966, the actor, everybody's favorite music singer. Ricky Martin, 1971. Kevin Millwood, not a bad pitcher with the Braves, primarily. 1974, oh boy, Ryan Seacrest, 1974. And that is it. All right. Passing away on this day, William Guest, he was one of the singers of Gladys Knight and the Pips, and they are in the Hall of Fame. He passed away in 2015, Jack Klugman, 2012, although he was good, as everybody else was in that movie from the late 50s, just fantastic movie, 12 Angry Men. Jack passed away in 2012. Charles Durning, he was a good actor. He was a really good actor. 2012, by the way, he was awarded the Silver Star, the Bronze Star, and the Purple Heart for his service during World War II. Bet you didn't know that. The minister, Norman Vincent Peale, passed away in 1993. And the creator of the Smuffs, Pierre Pio Colfrud, 1992, the Belgian cartoonist. The Smurfs he created in, I didn't know this, 1958. Whoa. The last descendant of Abraham Lincoln, Robert Todd Lincoln Beckworth. He died in 1985. Peter Lawford, the book of I Was Friends with Famous People, So I Became Famous. He was an actor, I guess, 1984. Norma Talmadge, the actress, legendary silent. She died in 1957. Johns Hopkins, yep, he contributed money for the university and the hospital with his name. And who else do we have here? That is it. All right, going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Like I said, it wasn't, Anyway, the American aerospace engineer, business magnate, film producer, and inventor. He was one of the richest and most influential people in the world during his lifetime. Now, he first became prominent as a film producer. And I'll tell you, we were talking about movies earlier today, and one of the movies that has played a lot on television, other than A Few Good Men and Shawshank Redemption, is Scarface. You know, the one with Al Pacino. But the original Scarface is from 1932. And the theme is kind of the same. It's in a, obviously it's older and so forth, but George Raft was in that, Boris Karloff and Paul Muni and Dvek. And it's a fascinating film when you know now that it also is associated with the, what most Americans probably think is the Scarface movie. Also Hell's Angels, which by the way, and there was another movie that he produced was called The Racket in 1928. Hell's Angels was 1930 and Scarface was 32. And they were very controversial movies for the times. And again, it's fun when you look at the date of the movies and you go back and you look at the dress and some of the scenes, you go, wow, this is pretty amazing. But he was a very, shall we say, interesting man, to say the least. And of course, later in life, he became known for his eccentric behavior and his reclusive lifestyle. I think he lived up there in Vegas, and he passed away in Houston in 1976 at the age of 70. Howard Hughes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The National Weather Service has forecasted the atmospheric river storm currently impacting San Luis Obispo County may continue through Saturday. Expect the storm to bring 3 to 5 inches of rain these next 2 days, and Paso Fire and Emergency Services also advises residents to remain alert if they're traveling for the holidays. CHP will be entering its holiday enforcement period starting at 6 tonight and ending just before midnight on Sunday the 28th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy with rain today, highs in the low 60s, it's 58 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage. Call 805-467-3200, marsmegastorage.com.
Howard Hughes built Houston's first wireless radio transmitter at the age of 11. And he also put a motorized bicycle together that he built from parts from his dad's steam engine. He was 12 at the time. He had a little something going for him, didn't he? Yes, indeed. All right, one more to go. This hour of the Morning Exchange brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.